From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. During this election season, we tend to hear a lot about the Cuban vote or the Jewish vote. Both are powerful voting blocs that attract the attention and promises of politicians. A young Brazilian community organizer has his eye on what he hopes will become another voting bloc. Jonathan Rodriguez is first-generation Brazilian-American and volunteers at the Brazilian Community Center in Deerfield Beach. He got his undergraduate degree at the University of Chicago and spent his time there studying the Brazilian population of South Florida. He joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ariana.
Now, how big is the Brazilian population in South Florida?
According to the American Community Survey in 2010, the numbers are around 21,000 in Broward County, around 10,000 in Palm Beach County, around 12,000 in Miami-Dade. But I suspect that number is much higher. All you have to do is drive down Sanford Road or North Federal Highway in Deerfield Beach and Pompano that you will see the proliferation of Brazilian small businesses.
So is the population going up? Is it increasing?
It's really hard to tell, right? What is increasing definitely is the population of U.S. Brazilian citizens. I am an example of American-born Brazilian. I'm part of the first generation. I was born in the late 80s. I'm 22 now. And that number is only growing, right, as people reach that mark where they can apply for citizenship with their green card. So when we speak about elections, we speak about who can vote, and the number is definitely growing. And you can see that by the attention that politicians have been drawn to the area of Northern Broward, trying to reach out to the Brazilian voting population.
Now, you know, you hear a lot about the Cuban vote. You hear about the Jewish vote in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Why don't we hear more about the Brazilian vote?
Really historical reasons, right? I'm first generation of being an American-born Brazilian, and historically that first generation is the generation that propels the community forward into civic engagement. And as I suspect, you know, 2012 is the start, and in successive years, you'll see a growing Brazilian vote bloc. We already have huge economic power in Northern Broward in contributing to business tax revenue, sales tax revenue there, but the voting bloc is still developing, right? It's something that politicians already in Northern Broward are getting a sense of and trying to reach out to and connect with voters.
What are some of the benefits of being a voting bloc?
Voting together and having a sense of community in American politics has always been a benefit for your local community, right? And that way you can demand from a local politician seeking your vote better schools in the area, demanding immigration reform or immigrant-friendly candidates, better access to health care. All these demands that the community has and needs. I always tell people in my community, o nosso pouco é muito, you know, our little is a lot. Even though we are small, even though we don't have the numbers we would like to yet, we can have a real, real impactful presence if we vote together, if we all unite and actually vote.
How could Brazilians affect the elections if they were to come out and vote in the same concentrated way as some of these other groups?
Right. They can have real impact in local commission races. You know, local commission race in Pompano, Deerfield Beach is won by no more than 500 votes. Also in local state Senate and local state House races, definitely have an impact there. And I always say this also, even though maybe we don't have all the numbers we need, but everybody here knows an American friend. Everybody here knows someone else that can vote. So you can ask your neighbor to vote with you. And all of a sudden you have a whole voting bloc, a whole community united and supporting a candidate or a cause. And that's how you have real power. It's not just your vote. It's getting others to vote with you. And I think in that sense, we can have a real impact. We can really punch over our weight.
And I've been speaking with Jonathan Rodriguez, a young Brazilian-American who works with the Brazilian Community Center in Deerfield Beach. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News.